Newsflash, if you haven't figured it out already, life is hard enough. We don't need to have any of this added bullshit to our lives. So maybe we should stop being dishonest to one another in order to make it so that way everybody else can have a better life too. Hello, and welcome back to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoitmacher, and I am the show's host. Today, we will be continuing on with the topic that we've had for the last couple of weeks, which has been focusing on honesty, also known as stop lying to yourself. And if you have not listened to the previous two podcast episodes that are regarding this topic, then I especially encourage you to go do that. But more importantly, I also expressly suggest that you should go back to episode zero and go in order. Each episode builds upon the last, and it is important to make sure that you are getting all of the knowledge that you need in order to understand everything on a deeper level, which is more important than skipping around and thinking that you might know something when in reality you have no clue about what is being told here because you've gone out of order and it makes it so that way you've missed certain important aspects that pop up later. In the previous episodes, we had spoken about how lying to ourselves can lead us down a path that is not are the most optimal for ourselves. I gave an example of one of my clients who ended up having a belief that they shouldn't go after something that had been instilled in them directly by their father in his particular instance, and made it so that way the best trajectory for him was taken away because he had been told not to go after it and took that to his heart because he was 12 years old when this occurred. What we see this with other people telling them other things with it. We see that with society telling other people what not to do or what to do and that kind of thing with it. I would suggest that any of the words that you use that have to do with, oh, I have to, or I need to, or something along, or I ought to, all of those type of words, whenever it comes to goals that you need done for your life and whatnot, those are ones you need to look at. Because those are probably not actually your own things when it comes to more important stuff. Now, we all need food to survive, a roof over our head, you know, a way to acquire resources and that kind of thing. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about for our higher purpose, our higher calling, our best path forward, if you will. And for those of you who don't necessarily believe in a higher power or a higher purpose and whatnot, I would suggest going back to episode one, where we talk about how that is a prerequisite for even beginning the initiate's journey. And on top of that, I would also say that even if you, you know, want to look at this from a purely left brain logical standpoint for what's happening, the idea here is, if there was a perfect life that could be planned out for you, and you can make it so that way you go and choose the best option that's laid before you at any given moment and any given time in order to make it so that way you could have the best life possible for yourself, that would be the exact same idea. And life is a far better planner than we could ever be. And so this means that every time we make a decision where we are completely clear about what needs to be done and we're completely honest with ourselves, then we can actually make it so that way we are much closer to being able to choose the proper answer for ourselves, is to make it so that we can do the best possible for ourselves and everybody else around us that we care about. And then the next part for how we need to do that, of course, is what we'll be talking about in terms of learning how to think rather than what to think, and of course, living in the present moment, and all these other things that make it so that way we can do checks against reality to make it so that way we can have the best possible life for ourselves by always choosing the best possible outcome. But that is only possible if we can be honest about what we want and desire out of life, as well as the circumstances in which we find ourselves in, because we're always going to have to bridge the gap between what we want and what we don't have, and in order to obtain it. So that's always just going to be there. Now, another factor in all this is that most people, they're not very good at detecting lies or deception or any of these other things that come about for that, because that's the way that the world is. And what I mean by this is the following. When we're growing up, when we're very little and that kind of stuff, and we're exploring the world around us for the first time, and we're learning how to walk as a toddler and how to speak and do all these other things that go along with the natural progression of our lifespan, there is something that happens to us every time that we interact with the world, and that is we are getting feedback from it constantly. And the world, meaning the physical world, is incapable of lying to us. There is no mechanism in which the world around us has any ability to make it so that way it knows how to lie to us. We might be mistaken in our assumptions about things, but it does not lie to us. And this is part of the issue for when we're dealing with any form of self-deceit or deceptions from others or anybody else that comes along, even if they are doing so in good faith and parroting something that they heard that turns out to be wrong. It is because we have been grow up in an environment in the world around us literally feeding us honest, truthful feedback the entire time. It doesn't care whether we understand the laws of physics or not. We will keep falling down until we get it right in terms of learning how to walk and whatnot. It doesn't care whether we understand that the fire is hot and it can burn us, or that the stove is hot and it can burn us and all of that or not. It's just going to give us whatever the honest answer is for that. It doesn't care whether we can make it so that we know that walking on thin ice can make us fall into the water, and if we don't know how to swim, can drown and all that. It doesn't make any difference about any of this, about who we are and that kind of thing. You can be the lowest person socioeconomically speaking, or you could be born into the household of so-called royalty and king and nobilities and that kind of thing. It doesn't matter. It will impact us all the same way, and therefore these rules are universal. And because they're universal, and because the universe does not know how to lie to us in the sense of like actually trying to deceive us into doing something different, most of us have no clue on how to combat this, because it's ingrained into us as a species that this, that the world is honest, that it's truthful. And while the physical world most certainly is, not all humanity is. As we talked about last time in one of the previous episodes, I even mentioned how in conversation with an everyday person and whatnot, most people lie multiple times within that conversation to somebody else, whether they're conscious of it or not. And so whenever we lie to ourselves or have other people lie to us, it makes it so that way we are now further removed from reality, and it makes it more difficult to parse out what's right, what's wrong, how to make the choices that need to be done with it, and it makes it so that way life is harder for everybody. Newsflash, if you haven't figured it out already, life is hard enough. We don't need to have any of this added bullshit to our lives, so maybe we should stop being dishonest to one another in order to make it so that way everybody else can have a better life too. And of course, we also discussed last time how the more dishonest the population is, the more problems that are going to be caused for them because of that. And it makes it so that way it becomes even harder for them to know the difference between what is the best course of action and what is not the best course of action. And since the whole point of taking the initiate's journey is to remove as much self-inflicted suffering as possible, as well as to remove as much suffering that you inflict onto other people that is unnecessary, then this is why we need to focus on the idea of not lying to ourselves especially, but also to other people. It's about making it so that way we fit what the world is, which is the world does not know how to be deceptive or dishonest, only giving us truth with every interaction that there is. This is how we need to build our relationships going forward with ourselves and with others. And, you know, a lot of us don't even understand the power of living completely honestly, because most of us have so many ideas in our heads that aren't actually our own ideas. They've been imparted to us by somebody else, whether it be from reading it in a textbook somewhere, whether it be hearing it through the voice that comes through the computer that you're listening to, or the phone that you're listening to, or tablet, or whatever, just like my voice is now, or whether it be through any other medium of exchange that goes on, it doesn't make any difference. We all need to figure out how to do this together and to live more in alignment with reality in and of itself. And the only way to do that is just do that by yourself first, because it's the only thing that you have any direct control over. You can influence others around you in order to make it so that way they will engage in this particular behavior as well around you and whatnot. But the only thing you have 100% control over is to make it so that way you decide that you want to purge yourself of any self-deceit, as well as any deceit that you want to give on to other people. Now, at this point, this is where a lot of people might be bringing up the idea of, okay, well, that all sounds good in theory, but there's lots of things that happen in life that make it so that way you need to tell little white lies in order to make it so that way you don't hurt somebody else's feeling, or to make it so that way, you know, you can get along with other people and that kind of thing, that if you were completely brutally honest all the time with somebody, that it would make it so that way there'd be nothing but more conflict, so to speak. Okay. That type of thinking is partially what got us into this mess to begin with the world as screwed up as it is, by believing comforting lies instead of the stark naked truth. But who says that these are the only two options that you have to have with people? When I'm at work and I'm doing my job, I don't have to share every part of myself in order to make it so that way, you know, everything is copacetic at work. I just need to be honest with my dealings with my coworkers and with the people that are above me, that are, you know, management or whatever the deal is, and doing the best possible that I can to make sure that I'm being truthful with everybody that's there for any aspect that is related to the job in and of itself, and stand in my integrity that particular way. When I'm dealing with other people, that needs to be interacted with in any way, shape, or form, that doesn't mean that I have to be rude or crude or make it so that way I am judgmental about the other person in any way, shape, or form by saying, oh my God, I don't like whatever it is you don't like about that particular individual directly to their face. That's not what I'm indicating that you do here. What I'm trying to get at is that you are honest with your dealings with people. So if a friend comes to you and says, hey, you know, I'm doing such and such with this person and whatnot, and what do you think about this idea? Well, if you don't think it's a good idea, you should tell your friend that you don't think it's a good idea in order to make it so that way you can go and talk to them about it bluntly and in good faith with them to make it so that way that's they can come up to the best conclusions for themselves. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe they have other reasons for why they're doing it. But maybe they're wrong and they don't see certain things that you do because you've been in a similar situation before. Or maybe because they haven't thought everything through. Or whatever the deal is that comes along with those things. So that's part of this. Another part of it is that anybody who claims that we need these white little lies between each other and, you know, comforting lies in order to get through the day and that kind of thing with it, well, then those people, in my opinion, are weak and are incapable of facing reality. And they're a huge part of the problem for what's going on. But secondly, and more importantly, is that it's just a failure at being diplomatic with the individual that you're talking to. If you think that you can't tell them the truth in a way that makes it so that way you know how to deal with human relations properly, so that way you are not doing them any harm whatsoever while telling them the truth of the situation at the same time. Certain situations are difficult, of course, and it may seem like it's impossible to learn how to navigate everything properly without making it so that way you cause undue damage to other people in terms of the relationships that you have with them. But if both parties are coming from the same place of trying to deal with truth and understand truth and make it so that way they're both being honest, then eventually they will come to the correct conclusions about things together. The only time that conflict can be introduced is when someone is in error or both parties are in error. And people don't seem to fully recognize that this is the case for things for whatever reason. Maybe because no one's ever really laid it out or no one's thought it through properly or put it in such a way that people can fully understand, or maybe because the level of deceit inside of our society, regardless of how much we think that it shouldn't be there, is so high that we can't even recognize basic things anymore. Whatever the case is that has allowed such situation to come into being, the only remedy is to go in the exact opposite direction and to shine a light on everything that is actually going on, and to make it so that way you are being upright and honest. And it starts with doing so within yourself, within your own heart. So if there's something that you really, truly desire, but you've been telling yourself that you can't have that, and you're living, let's say, a quiet life of desperation, then how much do you think that that's going to impact the world around you in terms of all of the stuff that you feel inside, like, I deserve this, I want this, but I can't have it, and all the hatred and anger, and how much of it's going to boil to the surface to make it so that way you go and take this out on people around you? Not only that, how much are you going to do it to yourself? Because you hate yourself, in quotation marks, or you're angry with yourself, and because, you know, you prevented your own self from doing something, and you know it deep down because you're too afraid to go after whatever it is, or because someone has told you not to go after it and you believe them when your own heart is telling you to do something completely different. Food for thought. Now, when it comes to other relations and that kind of thing, if I'm having a contract with somebody else, then we all need to be upfront about it and how it actually plays out for things. These are what the expectations are. This is what it says. This is what it means. The other person agrees to whatever the terms are. And of course, that's how a relationship should be built, regardless of whether it's actually in written form in a contract between an employee and an employer, or between, you know, one group of people with another group of people in terms of legally binding things for business, or if it's just whatever the friendship rules are that you've all agreed upon, and then that's how that should be. It makes life so much better when everybody's coming to the table and they agree to whatever the terms are for being there. Maybe they don't like the terms all the time, but they still decide to go along with it because they recognize the benefit of doing so. I will give an example from my own life. You know, sometimes people that I know I'm not on good speaking terms with due to conflicts that we've had in the past about, you know, beliefs around certain things that I don't want to get into because it's kind of a private matter at this stage. But the point is that we figure out a way to navigate it and agree to interact in a way that both parties were okay with. And then a little later on, it's been expanded to more openness about this because that's what both parties agreed upon as more trust has been built as time has gone on and whatnot. And so this is just kind of how things play out sometimes. But both parties have to be coming to it in good faith. The moment that somebody tries to deceive somebody else, not only is that person trying to get something from nothing, they're also harming themselves in a way too. In the sense that the amount that someone is deceptive towards somebody else and does things dishonestly is the exact proportional amount that they open themselves up to having problems come into their own life later on. And you can't get anything from nothing. That's not how the world works. Anytime we have tried this as humanity, it has always blown up in our face as either individuals or collectively. Doesn't really matter. This is what history teaches us. It's just the way that things are. I don't know what else to say on that particular front. I mean, you can go and look at any example of any tyrant in history. And of course, eventually, no matter how much power they've acquired, no matter how much deception that they've used and propaganda that they've used in order to make it so that way they can maintain their control and other things such as coercion through their military that's backing them up or whatever the deal is, eventually they all crumble and they all fail because they're going against natural law. They're going against literally what the world has bestowed upon us. Again, the idea here being that the physical world cannot lie to us. It is incapable of lying to us. We can misinterpret it because of our limited senses, and we can make mistakes based upon that interpretation. But the world itself is incapable of lying to us. So what makes us think that we know better than the universe in which we are born into, thinking that we can somehow outsmart that system that it has already put into place by lying about situations and all of that? Point is, we can't. Anybody who claims otherwise is either ignorant of this fact and literally deciding to ignore it. That's what ignorant means. They're ignoring facts around them. Or they themselves are lying to somebody else about stuff. And so this is what it really boils down to. Now back to how this applies to the initiate's journey in terms of individual. The more that you are able to undo all of these deceptive mechanisms that you have in place inside of yourself, even if you're currently unaware of them, the better your life will start unfolding for yourself and making it so that way you have a better life because of it, due to the fact that you are now coming in alignment with your own personal truth as well as aligning with what the truth of our physical universe demands of us, which is to be honest, just like it is. It's just a law that is built into this reality. And the more that we're able to align ourselves with our personal truth, meaning what we desire out of this world, what we want to get done in this world, what we think is important in this world and that kind of thing, and as well as what is actually happening in reality around us and what needs to be done, then things can become very clear. A perfect example of this is that people might say they don't have a favorite thing or, you know, something that's not important to them or whatever the deal is with it. When an emergency occurs and you have to choose what to do in that moment, people just act. Assuming they don't completely shut down, they just act. Why? Because all other options are removed from the table. The analysis paralysis that people go through in their minds about, well, what about this and that and this and that and all these other calculations and all that stuff that they're doing just get in the way when they know what their priorities are already. They're just trying to make it so that way they have all these other layers of stuff that are their programming inside of them that have been given to them by their society, that have been given to them by their parents, that have given to them by what they've been taught in school, by anything and everything else that's happened. It makes it so that way when a true emergency occurs and someone just reacts to the situation, all this pretense, let's use that word, all this pretense that they have surrounding a particular topic, whatever it is immediately dropped because of the sense of urgency of, I don't have time to analyze, I just need to do something now. And you go and do whatever that thing is. It's like when your house is burning and you only have time to, say, grab a couple things from it. You're just going to grab whatever the most important things to you are. Or, you know, maybe if it's not things, because there's people, those are more important, obviously, than whatever the things are, then you get them out and you make them a priority and get them to safety. Or, you know, your pets or whatever. Point is that in that time, you already know what your priorities are. And this, there's a way to make it so that way this is the case in all situations, when you know what you stand for. But in order to know what you stand for, in order to know what the right thing to do is in every instance of your life, and to make it so that way you can live the very best possible life for yourself instead of living a life that is completely different from how you want it to be, and being an NPC, a non-playable character in somebody else's story, and choosing to be the main character in your own story, then you need to go and remove these various different barriers. Once you've done that, once you know what you stand for, once you have decided to go and do the shadow work of stop lying to yourself, then that's when your true life can unfold on its own without making it so that way it there's all this effort involved with it. Now, that doesn't mean things can't be difficult. That doesn't mean that life won't throw obstacles in your way. That doesn't mean everything's going to be instantaneously easy from that point forward. What it does mean is that you will be dropping anything and everything that is not necessary in your life and only dealing with the things that are the most important to you, and only doing things that make it so that way life is worthwhile for living. And you drop all these other things that just are distractions to you and to what you want to do and set out to do in your life. And that's just how things will be playing out once you do this. And the more that you can, say, purify yourself of these negative influences, negative here meaning things that are not honest about your life, and you can move from fact to fact to fact, as well as finding a way to bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to go, then you will be able to live a life that will be much better for you. Not only that, you will also be able to live a life that is in alignment with truth and honesty, and you can make it so that way you are living a life that has a lot more natural armor built around it and systems that are built around it that can protect you and help you. If your friendships, as an example, are built upon lies and they're only fair weather friends, whenever something truly bad happens, they won't be there. Same thing with your family, if your family relationships aren't real. However, if your relationships with people are honest and they are real and everybody understands where things are with that, then trust is built into that system automatically, and it makes it so that way the bonds that you have with the individuals that you truly do have doesn't really matter if things go wrong as much, because they will come to your aid and things will go better for you in this particular regard as well. And people don't seem to understand, at least in aggregate, meaning in the populace of humanity as a whole, that the defense mechanisms that we put into place for ourselves only harm ourselves, and they harm those around us. They don't actually protect us like we think that they do. Our mind plays tricks on ourselves. Our ego makes it so that way it tells us certain things that we need to do in order to protect ourselves. The issue is that the ego was only ever supposed to protect us from physical things, like not falling off a cliff or keeping us separate from other things that could do us physical harm and whatnot. But it's become like a tyrant in our mind and making it so that way it's trying to protect us from all this emotional stuff too. And therefore, it dictates our entire life when that was never its function. And it needs to go back to its proper place, which is just making it so that way it protects us from physical harm, and that we can come from another place when it comes to dealing with how we want to live our lives in an honest and more from an integrity standpoint, as well as from coming from a place that actually has to do with what our deepest desires are within our heart. And too many people never go after anything of any real importance in their life. They never live the life that they could have for it. And when they don't live the life that would have been the best possible for themselves, this also hurts humanity as a whole, because that's been taken away, and who knows what they could have contributed to humanity had they been able to give their best possible self. And then you times that by every person that's ever existed on the planet. Well, suddenly, the more that people do this, the more that people are taken away from whatever it is that they're called to do, whatever it is that they're passionate about, the more that things move in the wrong direction for them individually. And so long as whatever they're doing doesn't do any harm to the rest of humanity, their gift that humanity is supposed to get from that individual is removed from them as well. And then, again, the further away everybody is from all these various different things, the worse things get for humanity as a whole. But the more that people actually do the best that they can, the more that people actually make it so that way they live their very best lives, that they remove all these barriers within themselves that prevent them from being their very best version of themselves, the more that humanity gains from that, because the individual also gains. What is good for the individual and what is good for the group is good for everybody. And so this is what we need to do, not just for ourselves, but also for everybody else. And the whole point of me telling this is to hopefully inspire you to see the importance of what it means to be honest, and how being dishonest with ourselves is such a problematic thing that it causes undue stress to not just yourself, but to everybody around you, and makes it so that way there's all these other problems that can come up because of it. Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed something and gotten something out of it. If you have, please subscribe. And also please go over to the website, forbiddenknowledge.org, where you can sign up to my email list in order to get more information regarding this, and perhaps even potentially signing up to be a client of mine, should you really want to deep dive these things and feel called to do so. I'm Nathaniel Kuitmacher. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.